Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The St. Peter congregation, led by Pastor Daniel Speckard, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this 11th Sunday after Pentecost. Our Old Testament reading for today brings us into the middle of Job's life. He had been wealthy, blessed with many children, and God allowed Satan to take away his flocks, herds, children, and health. Job came to ask why God was treating him so unjustly. Today's reading presents a portion of God's response to Job.
A reading from the book of Job in the 38th chapter. The Lord said to Job, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed limits for it and set bars and doors, and said, 'Thus far shall you come, and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed.' Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the skirts of the earth, and the wicked be shaken out of it? It is changed like clay under the seal, and its features stand out like a garment. From the wicked their light is withheld, and their uplifted arm is broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea, or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the gates of deep darkness? Have you comprehended the expanse of the earth? Declare if you know all this."
Job later repented of doubting God's justice, and God granted him even more blessings than he had received earlier in his life. We reflect on the blessings of God to all of his people in the hymn Evening and Morning.
Thank you.
St. Paul writes concerning faith being the only requirement for salvation. We hear the good news of our justification through Christ's merit alone in the hymn, Salvation Unto Us Has Come.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the church at Rome in the 10th chapter. Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, Do not say in your heart, Who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down, or Who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that is, the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, Everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how are they to call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news! But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ.
Salvation unto us has come by God's free grace and favor. Good works cannot avert our doom, they help and save us ever. Faith goes to Jesus Christ alone, who did for all the world atone. He is our one Redeemer.
Since Christ has gone atonement made and brought to us salvation, each Christian therefore may be led and build on his foundation. Your grace alone, dear Lord, I plead. Your death is not my life indeed, for you have paid my ransom.
Today's Gospel reading follows immediately after the feeding of the 5,000. In it, we see the result of losing the focal point of our faith. When Peter focused on the wind and the waves, he lost his focus on his Savior, Jesus. But Jesus did not fail him. In the hymn, Praise the One Who Breaks the Darkness, we hear of several events in Christ's ministry, culminating in his death and resurrection for our salvation.
A reading from the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Thank you for inviting us into your home to share the love of Jesus with you. Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to join us at our worship service on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, followed immediately by Bible study and Sunday school for all ages. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. The church and school are located at 810 West Tolmer Avenue in North Judson. You may contact the church office at 574-896-2025 if you have any questions or would like more information regarding the services or activities offered at St. Peter Lutheran. The monthly Joyful Noise event is coming up on August 17th, a gathering that allows the children to praise God with their voices and wiggles. This family event begins with a kid-friendly meal at 5:30 p.m., continues with a service at 6 o'clock, and finally concludes with recess and social time at 6:30. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckard and the members of St. Peter look forward to meeting you. May you always seek the Lord throughout your life.